بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير، صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many blessings that if we were to try and count them, then we would not be able to do so. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so. And from all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered us with, of course the blessing of Iman and Islam is the most valuable. And the challenge is to preserve this Iman and this Islam, not only in our lifetimes, but also to preserve the Iman and Islam of our generations to come. And this is a responsibility of each and every one of us. And we will be questioned regarding this responsibility on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته, that each one of you is a responsible person, each one of you has some responsibility. وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته, and each one of you will be asked regarding the subjects that this person was responsible for. So on the day of Qiyamah, we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran tells us that our biggest enemy is Shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. And the Quran tells us that Shaitan is indeed an enemy of you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So treat him like an enemy. Don't treat Shaitan like your friend. Treat Shaitan like your enemy. And those who are trying to bring you closer to Iman, to Islam, to salvation, to ultimate success in the hereafter, treat them like your friends. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, he only calls his group, his army, so that they can become from the people of the fire. Meaning the entire effort of Shaitan is to mislead insan and throw him into the fire of hell. So once we realize and we convince ourselves who our true enemy is, that Shaitan is our true enemy, and then we will adopt those policies which will keep us away from the traps of Shaitan. Some scholars have said that Shaitan, just to trap a person sometimes, he might tell a person to do 99 things which are good, 99 things which are permissible, and the 100th thing, he will trap him in something haram. So Shaitan works in these different ways to trap Shaitan. And nowadays, one of the tools that Shaitan and the group of Shaitan, من الجن والإنس, the shayateen from the jinn and the shayateen from the humans, are using are these devices that we have in our pockets and in our homes. And the reality is that each one of these devices is a shaitan in itself. So we have many shayateens in our homes. You know, some time ago, in the home, in the majority of the homes, there was one TV, and that TV was in one room, and then people would watch whatever they would watch on that one TV as a family. And of course, there were things which were completely haram, which negatively affected the spiritual heart, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this haram and this negativity, we could say sometimes was limited to that one room. And maybe in the other rooms there was no TV, there were no devices. So in the other rooms, this shaitaniyat and these shaitani influences were not there. And nowadays, every room has multiple devices, and on every device there is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place. And this has become so common that we have normalized this disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that hardly anyone speaks about the prohibition of music, for example. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that al-ghina'u yumbitu al-nifaqa fi al-qalbi kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zar'a, that music grows nifaq, hypocrisy, in the heart, just as water grows the plant. So just as water grows the plant, music grows nifaq in the heart of a person. But it's become so normalized that in our videos that we are watching, the videos that we are scrolling, in the background if there is music, then we don't even realize that we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are disobeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there are other types of filth, the adverts that pop up. Sometimes there is filth in all these TV shows and programs and all of these things, and every person from the family is watching. Meaning what we are doing is we are assisting shaitan in shaitan's job. We are assisting shaitan in shaitan's job. So when the child is crying, give the child a device. Now the child will start watching these things. There's music in the background. There might be some things which are impermissible. And the spiritual heart of that child is being negatively impacted. And you think that you have dealt with the problem, but you have increased the problem. Because now you have given that child something which shaitan is now playing with him. So shaitan has infiltrated our homes, our enemy. Inna shaitana lakum aduun, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan, our enemy, has infiltrated our homes with these devices. And when shaitan has infiltrated our homes, then shaitan has also infiltrated our hearts. And our hearts have become hardened. That the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are mentioned in front of us, we don't feel comfortable. That's why when our brothers, mashallah, the ones who go out knocking on the doors, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they come near us, then we want to run away. This was the sifat of the munafiqun and the kuffar. This was the action of the disbelievers. That when they heard the Qur'an, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. That don't listen to this Qur'an. Don't listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Don't listen to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So it's a time to reflect that if we are having this feeling in our hearts where we are not inclined towards listening to the words of the Qur'an, towards listening to the qualities of our Creator, to listening to the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the words of the Quran, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are doing nothing in our heart, are not infiltrating our hearts, and then we have a major, major, major problem with our heart. It means that our heart has been sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it's mentioned in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every time a person commits a sin, then a black dot appears on his heart. Then if he repents, then his heart is cleansed. And if he does not repent and he continues sinning, then these dots keep on increasing until a time comes where his heart is completely black. And that's a time when advice and dhikr and remembrance and the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have no impact on that person's heart. And unfortunately, this is the reality that we are facing today. That when the imam is saying from the minbar a very simple thing, which is from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that fill the saf in front of you, then we see that the half of the masjid is just standing there, doing nothing. This means that you have a problem with your heart, because the imam is telling you something which is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are hearing it, but it's not going into your heart because you are just standing there like nothing. So why have we come to this situation? It's because shaitan has infiltrated our homes. Our homes are empty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the homes. We are not reciting the Quran in the homes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith that that house in which the recitation of the Quran does not take place is like a ruined house, is like a haunted house. So we are not reciting the Quran. We are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. We are not having ta'aleem with our children in our homes. Instead, we are watching movies with them. And then we are complaining that there is no peace in my life. Wallahi, by Allah, you will never gain peace in your life if you continue on this path. Until and unless we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bring the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, and we bring the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes, and we remove all this shaitaniyat, the music, the movies, the filth that we are watching, the non-mahram women that are appearing on our screens, and we should have some ghairat of iman, some ghairat in our hearts, that how can we as a family watch all of these filth? How can we as a family continue? How can we as a family disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, sometimes we go for Umrah and we say, are you taking your family? MashaAllah, we are going for Umrah with family. We are doing something which is good, which is going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have the right intentions. Now flip that over and imagine that we are spending our days and our nights as a family disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we want to do what? Then we want to seek peace. And then we want our answers prayers answered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we want contentment in our life. And then we want rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go looking for wazifas from the maulanas and the peer sahibs and all of these individuals. The reality is that we need to make our life simple. Simple by doing what? Simple by removing the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our life and replacing it with those things which will uplift us spiritually, which will bring contentment and peace in our lives, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that behold, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do hearts find rest. This is the only solution. And if we continue on our path of disobedience, then we must remember كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that every soul is going to taste death. One day we all have to go. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Then to us will you be returned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq for tawbatan nasuha, a sincere repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers are requested to stand up and complete the suhoof so that those who are coming late becomes easy for them. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي للصلاة, حي للصلاة, حي للفلاح, حي للفلاح. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم رب هذا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows and ensure that all gaps have been filled. If there is any space in front of you, then please fill them in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.